Number one is so that you would know that there is a God and you have a father in him. That's number one. Number two is that the scripture is full of his act. But most importantly, they are the things he will do with you. Yeah. Let's go to 2 Kings. So if you're reading 2 Kings 5 and you read, you know, what was happening in the days of Elisha, there was an interruption here that God wanted to record something in heaven and on earth that was going to be possible in our lives. Amen. So it says, and the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. So where they were living, probably they got into their hundreds. And so where they were living was becoming uncomfortable. And they took initiative. Amen. Amen. Can somebody say initiative?
Initiative.
So they wanted to look for comfort. Then he reads, so the sons of the prophet were gisting with Elisha. Then they told Elisha, please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. So to build the bigger hostel or wherever they want to dwell. So they need to get beams. So they said, let all the sons of prophets move over to Jordan to go get beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. Can somebody say where we may dwell? Now this is a, you know, when Papi said, you know, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is noble, this is a noble thing. Yeah, when you are in a place of constraint, you should be planning to move to a bigger, you know, like God enlarge my code. Not God, you know, not to try to find who to kick out, you know, so that your boat does not look like the boat Jonah was in. Do you understand? Yeah. So when you are seeing constraint, when you are, for example, if you are only able to maybe give 5 naira, rather than you know, when there's inflation, you now come and do inflation on God's money too. And rather you give 10 naira. Yes. Do you understand? So they were not responding to their smallness. Not to say, oh, okay, you that are a son of prophets, we need to disown you so that we can fit this small place. So they took initiative and took permission from the prophet. Now that permission from the prophet is not as though the prophet would help them carry beam. They knew that the word of the prophet was so viable to help them in that expansion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, please let us go to Jordan and let us make man, every man, take a beam from there. Let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered them, go. Go. Then one said, please. You know, many of us at times when God says, do that business, he will still come back again. You know, like Moses said, if your presence will not go with me, forbid me to stay here. He says, then one said, please consent to go with your servant. It's looking like Moses' story too now.
Yeah.
If you will not go with us, you know, I will stay on this mount. And he answered, I will go. Now, this is what Jesus has done to every one of us that we have heard go. He has gone with us.
Yes.
He is with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. So he went with them. So if you're saying, oh, Jesus, you told me to do this thing, it's as though I'm not seeing your presence. No, he's with you. I will go with you. You know when he gave them the commission, great commission too.
Yeah.
Is go ye into the world.
Yeah.
He says he will back them with signs.
Yeah.
That's him going with them.
Yeah.
So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down the trees. So they were fulfilling the assignment, right?
Yes.
But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe fell. Or the iron axe head. We all know an axe, right?
Yes.
So the main, yeah. He fell into the water and he cried out, alas, master, for it was borrowed. You know, when you borrow money to do business and the business fail, that's this. Alas, it was rent money's money. Yes. Yes. But don't worry, you will see what, we know this scripture well, but what we know here would happen here today. Amen.
Amen.
He says, no, go back there. The iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and he said, alas, master, Now, we're not doing any analysis here. But you can see every symptom of we didn't go alone. Even as you went with us, we still acknowledge your place in our lives. Yes. Now, you know, some of us, when we get to work, we put ability in that our work.
Yeah.
And we forget that the master is with you and he still wants you to call him master.
Yes.
You know, we would have called him master if he took the axe too and it was cutting as well. Like, you know, servant leadership is leading by example. No, no, no. That's not. He was actually sitting down while he was looking at them cut. Then he said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Next verse. So the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick. Now that's the man of God. And threw it in. See, guys, we will see the miraculous again.
Yeah.
And it will start from this service. So he cut off a tree. See, this is against every earthly principle.
Yeah.
At least if you're a physics student, you know that when something is heavy enough, it sinks down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And for you to bring it back, you actually need something with higher density. Let's not go there. So he cut off a tree. A stick that is obviously weightless. And he threw it in there. And that, he said, he made the iron float. See, we will see the hand of God again.
Yeah.
You know, this is for us to pray. Because there are some of us here today that God needs to do exactly this. Because you've cried, God, it is borrowed. God, it is borrowed, but I know where it fell. You know, that's one acknowledgement you should not lose, even in repentance. I know where I missed it. I know where the grace fell.
Yeah.
I know where I took the wrong turn.
Yeah.
Because that's the path to repentance.
Yeah.
Then he made the iron float. You know, I want us to pray this morning. You know, we've sang about God's goodness. And, you know, for those that are here that you know, God is already helping you to understand how this connects to the story of your life. You know, some of us here, we would pray with those that are here. While some of us, we pray in anticipation that even as we go, the master is going with us.
Yes.
But everyone here, even those in the overflow, we are going to pray with zest in our heart that the miraculous that happened here, for everyone here that has lost a thing that is, if without the axe head, there is no mission to fulfill anymore.
Yes.
They won't be able to build the big space anymore.
Yes.
So God will do this for us today.
Yeah.
If you can hold someone, fine, hold someone. But we're going to pray in the Holy Ghost for a short while. Before I go into my next assignment, we would pray, amen.
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 Like, you know, the culture in this house, when we say pray, and when we say start to pray, you pray out loud. Amen.
Amen.
And we will trust the Spirit to carry us.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a prayer point, but I know that God wants to do something. So don't be looking up to, what will now be the prayer point after this exit? No, that's not why I'm here. It says he made the iron float. See, that thing which is very substantial in your life would float again.
Amen.
You know, we have men out there that are running without substance. But don't think you can run without substance. You are a man of substance. You are a woman of substance. So whatsoever is substantial that you lost, he will make it float again. Shall we begin to pray?
Embi tu se ma ki karoste ele breketele gede mamba ika masoko palada bash masekele gede bosta. Destinies that have been lost ediminu kumbere ketiada, you will yet float again at iposiba manele ketele gede bagada balagada lagada bash murubukutulu gudu bakebediada ayina nu sapapaya. Glories that have fallen down to the pit of the ocean. Etiminu kubadiste, mareke sekete. How you lost it is inconsequential, but that you knew where you lost it is of essence to Jehovah. Libu shebelesa, merobo, float again. Your walk with God that has gone under face. Your walk with God that is no more evident to men. You shall no longer dwell in a dry land. Is a bush. Pray. Kata. Pray. Veni kepa. This is even what our nation needs. Push a papaya. We are called the giants of Africa. Masekelede. But there is no evidence. There is no evidence. You started out by hearing go. You even told him, Master, go with me. Poshe pelekete. Mo porokotologodos. Masekelegedebosh. Librekelegedebosh. I hear restoration. Zipikate. Mashekete. Orubukutu labadeya. Elibesa. Mubelekete. He told the prophet, shall these dry bones live again? The prophet said, you God only knows. He said, son of man, prophesy to the dry bones. Eli broku tulugudu bashata. Makatayaba. Urebekete. Masekete legedesh. Oru buku tuluguduba. Yebeseya. Float. You are bigger than the depth of the ocean. Float. You will not drown. Float. Zibeketele. Float. Maketele gedebosh. Float. Eyi beseketaya. Makele debosh. Businesses that are dead, whether because of inflation or not, float. Against all odds, float. Ira sekemananant. Float. Potentials that are lost. Float. Arise. Shine. Pare seketele. Rube ketele gedesh. Mika sakapaya. Walk with God that is lost. Float. Come up. Come alive. Come up. Come alive. Journeys that have been truncated. Let substance be returned back to you. Let substance be returned back to you. Let value be returned back to you. Ipa shabapaya. Ipa seketelegedesh. Rubeketelegedesh. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed. Amen. Can you say it is done? You may have your seat. Amen. 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 My second assignment is to admonish us today. You know, these are the days you will never despise little beginnings anymore. You will go bold. You will come out victorious. Amen.
want to just admonish us that, you know, I started a conversation some weeks back. I don't know if it's 2 weeks ago or three or thereabout. That there is, when we're united, we will stand. And that's why the prayer we pray will work. Because it's a prayer of unity, as it even concerns individuals. The reason why the prayer of faith works is because it's done in unity. Not because individual of us has worth or prayers, or we have faith. You know, I remember there was a time, and then here again, Fred was in a meeting, or it was, the meeting is set up, I can't remember. But he was in that meeting, and I think they needed to pray for someone who was sick. Like, they sent a message to the camp meeting that they should raise prayers for, it was also another man of God that was sick. And so, I'm not so sure if it was Kenneth here again that raised the prayers, or he was part of the people that just prayed. But I think the thing I want to draw out of it was, so after the prayer was prayed, so okay, it wasn't the one leading. So I think the person leading now mentioned, I know Kenneth here again's faith, right? And so the person said, you know, in Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. And the person put, we shall continue praying for the person. Can I hear again? Who grew? He said, so far we prayed in unity in faith. It is done. He didn't agree that there's one theology that the man will be rising up. He's to rise up. So what we've prayed today is not what will be swimming, you know? I remember my last experience with swimming pool. And I said last, I hope, because I might never enter swimming pool again. It was my first, and it's looking like the last. And my life was flashing at my face like this. I had strange confidence that day. And I was in the swimming pool. And somehow I just got too confident. But is it not swimming pool? Swimming pool. I didn't know you can miss your step inside water. You know, you always think step is floor. So I missed my step, and the rest is history. Honestly, when I came out, I was like, Obemumi. Because all my pastors were there. Papi was there. Obemumi. So wisdom is for me to walk out. I can't stay in the water and be saying, Obemumi. No. I came out. They didn't know why I was trying to see Shemokwe. Have they removed something? I tried to call because I was gone. I've never felt how people drown. But that day, I said, okay, this is how they always. Amen. Amen. So it's not like that. It should just come up. So don't be anticipating for what you will do to make it float. You will find out that it's up already. So the things we do in unity, they are very dangerous. See, when a church comes together to pray against something or to pray for something, it will be done. It's not like there are other perimeters by which it won't be done. It says whatsoever two of you, if you can agree on a thing, it will be established. Establishment means that whatever is on ground before will be displaced. That's like an override. Like this one will now be established, regardless of whatsoever has happened before. Amen. Amen. So there's power in our unity, right? And you remember that I said one thing we have to be united on is doctrine. Doctrine, doctrine. And I said one thing, that doctrine is given to particular houses. So it's not like you want to align yourself with all the doctrines that you find out there. Very soon you will be flown, tossed to and fro by every wind of what? Every wind of doctrine. So the doctrine is particular to this local assembly. Just to also help you understand, what is the doctrine? The doctrine is the teachings we've received from our apostle. You know, that's what Paul will always say, my what? Doctrine. My doctrine. Thank God for the confidence God gave to Paul. You know, maybe some minister might not be able to say a lot of my God, my doctrine, my God. You know, we can say, oh, it's our, yeah. There's a place of our, but it's your protracted walk with God that gives the my. So when a man has had a long journey with God, or has even had a journey with God, he gets his own that he can give to people if he chooses to. So my doctrine and this house, we've received Papi's doctrine. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I can share a lot of testimonies about how his doctrine has changed my own life. You know, I remember there was a time in, and I don't know if Papi remembers, and I'll say this one out. I'll move out. There was a time, so we usually had Holy Ghost meetings in Unilag. You know, there was a time we knew that there was an angel that visited our school, and everything changed. And it was because Papi came. And I'm not massaging what I just said. It's because I think I mentioned in Glory what we were doing before Papi came. And I'm not sure if Papi even knew what we were doing. So our evangelism then was just air, fire, and heaven based. Rebecca Brown, is that her name? So she wrote one book on air, fire, you know, people's. So our sermon was solely based on that. And I remember my first preaching. I told them in the Glory Room, I will not say yeah. They didn't even find it in the list of content. All the things I was preaching to save souls. You know, list of content now. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. It wasn't in the Bible. Neither was it in the content. But, yeah, we were without doctrine. So, but I had passion. And passion without doctrine is going to enter into a lot of errors and you would lose your life. And so by the time Papi came, so there were a lot of series that started in terms of experiences, the word, teachings. At times you sit down under Bible teaching for hours. I mean like almost like the whole night. You start from 10, you are from there going to class. I remember there was a day we from there went to write the test. Do you get? Only God knows what I wrote in that test. But I went to write. Engineer Olusei, if you have entered Unilag before, went to write his test. But I think after a while, there was a time Papi came again. And the thing I want to bring out from that experience was, so there was a Papi we were used to. It was, oh my God. See, when you say revelation, maybe if you can find those messages, you are fortunate. Because I'm not even sure if you might hear those type of things again. No. But this time around, he came again to SUB. There was a JCF bus that drove him down from Ado. He usually come from Ado to come and preach in Lagos. So you that I said you should go to Ogudu. He did not go. And you know, he has described the journey, Abi. It's not like the first time I went there, I used Google Map. And I'm almost going to kill the driver. So it's not a nice, it's like the journeys of Paul, you know, where you could have asked, no, I'm serious. There are bad roads and all of those things there. And so he came and he started preaching. And we were all waiting for revelation. But Papi did not share Rema. Then he now stopped. At that point, I already knew that. I think something has changed. But I wasn't really sure. I'm like, is it that? They're just pulling us on long leg, blah, blah, blah. Then I said, is it revelation you want? Then in about two minutes, pa, 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 revelation. It was, yay! Then it went back to the, like, I felt like it went back to the new me. He just said, is it revelation? You think I cannot share revelation again? I cannot share revelation again? Pa, 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 pa. I'm serious. It was so, you know, firecrackers. It was faster than firecrackers. Everybody was saying, yay! I know, can still remember if he's here. Then he now went back to the doctrine. Then we started feeling, it's like something has changed. Everything has started looking like, it's like wood. And so for me, Doctrine is life-changing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Doctrine is life-changing. And so when we are united on doctrine, we are at least safe. Because you can be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And this is not, nobody has asked you to pledge allegiance to all local assemblies. No. You know, like I've said before, your own is in your local assembly. So you can't even pledge allegiance. You pledge allegiance where you have an inheritance. So it's even a sign to me that you don't have one. That's why you're pledging to everywhere. Oh, I align with this one. I align with this. I align with this. But I think what I want us to pick from today's conversation is we have to be united in love. We have to be united in love. You know, Papi said in 2018 that the true test of a last day revival is the love test. That was keeping the unity of spirit. A sermon. 2018. You can now look up on Podbean. The test, the true test of the last day revival is the love test. Now, it's not individual love. It's the brotherly love that we share amongst ourselves as per koinonia. And koinonia is two things. It's fellowship and common salvation. Meaning there are things we share in common. Now, if you don't love someone, you don't share. You know, something happened recently. You know, I just found I was only one toothbrush myself and my wife took. I was even happy that I had the privilege that this would be a part of my marriage, that we have shared brush. Yeah. I was so happy. Like, it became real. I'd be like, oh, wow, don't buy another one. Like, at least like, in my own marriage, too, I can say we are one. It's what we share in common. Common, common. And love, love, if you think the true test of the last day revival is mightiness. No. Is love test. You know, John told us something about how will I know if you are truly born again? And you can go there. He says, we know that you have passed from death to life when you love the brethren. Like, if you tell me you're born again, I'll say, okay, fine. But the true test of your born again is, have you loved the brethren? Because passed from death to life is that you're born again, right? So love is a core foundation that we have to be united on. The last time I thought about this, united we stand, divided we fall, I said we have to be united in doctrine. We have to be united in purpose. But what I want to emphasize today is we have to be united in love. Like, you are working hard to ensure that love persists in this house. Because, you know, we read in Ephesians 4 that unity is work. He says, endeavoring to keep the unity. Endeavor is work. It's not on the side. It's not something that happens by itself. If you're not working towards unity, you are obviously working towards division. And so love is what would really prove that this thing is legit and God will be able to use it. You know the prayers that God prayed for his disciples? Says that they would love themselves. Because he knew that what he was giving to them would only stay and would flourish if they love one another. And that was why in Acts, they were able to share all things in common. Because what was on them was greater than what each other had in the bank. See, one thing I've learned is you will give when your love is there. Like, you know, we've all, you know, Papi, I say, how many of you are falling in love? We've done things because we are in love, right? We've done things. Some people have emptied account, you know. Papi, I said the example for us, your school fees, you can just dig it and trust God for another. Dig it. Yeah, we do things when we're in love, right? Yeah. I'm not even telling you the love that is hidden behind the angels that cherubim protect. No. I'm saying that same love that you had for that girl. Yes. That's practical love. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a love that will not hide in agape. It's not this one. No. That practical love that you have towards another. Amen. You know, Bible says, how would you say you love God whom you do not see when you don't love the man or the brother that you see? So love is a core thing that we should always be ringing in our head that we have to protect and promote. Amen.
Amen.
So our community would be nothing if there's no love. Actually, why they call it community is because there's something common about them. There's something they are sharing together. Actually, that's the essence of GCCC. Yeah. Is that we have love to share, to give. Yeah. So if you're someone that came in here without love, we have love to give you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So nothing will be accomplished without love. Actually, what is accomplished without love is strife. When there's no love, we'll be accomplishing something else. Strife. This one is better than me. It's not better than me. This one looked at me. This one didn't look at me. This one didn't. Yeah. We would achieve something else. So without unity, you are doing something else. You are either, you are dividing when you are not uniting. And so in our midst, it will no longer be because of individual strength or weaknesses. It will not be because of those that have or that don't have. But it's that we have love amongst us. And actually, this is a wide curriculum, honestly. Like, it's the answer to every problem. It's like, it's the answer. Even, do you know that even the one that lacks, if he truly sees love, he will not see lack. He will not see lack. You know, I learned in the corporate space that culture is not necessarily like screamed or taught. Like, you people love yourself, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. No, it's caught. When you see how these two people are behaving, so it was when I was in Nandela. You should know, anyway, our country director then, she just brought one kingdom principle into work. He says, you don't scream culture. Like, love your, you know, be excellent. Keep the book clean. No. He says, culture is caught. When they see it, they catch it. You know, like Pastor Eder also told us in the retreat, you just know that in KPMG, they don't carry bike to the office. Or some of you don't know. And you want to work for KPMG. You know the bike man. No. You won't. You don't carry bike. And you can meet her for the reason, Sha, if you want to know why. It's not mysterious. You understand what I'm saying? We would only achieve great things for God when we love ourselves deeply. And the thing is, if you're not part of this house, what we're telling you to is, wherever you're part of, stay there to experience love. If God has not brought you here, we want you here. We have love to give you here. Enough. Enough, 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 enough. Enough of love here for you. But, I mean, if you probably say, God has established you somewhere else. I mean, emphasis, established. You have love to give there, and you have love to receive. And so, we will not be screaming, hey, love yourself. You know, we've never had one service or one minute that, hey, you people love. We are catching it. Like, it's like, you just see, oh, what's in the air? What's in the atmosphere? Then you just know that I can be loved. God loves me. From there, just gravity, I can love my brother. Yeah. By the time you hold someone, you're praying for him, you will love the person. Yeah. And so, united we stand, right?
Yes, sir.
And divided, surely. It's not an outcome you're having expectation for, like Pabi said in the morning. It's a vision that you will get, you will reap the reward. Things will crumble. Yeah, even you yourself, you see now marriages crumble because there's no love. Yeah, so we're not even telling us what is yet to happen as though it was in the book of Revelation. No. Like, we've seen things happen because there was no love. Brother doesn't love brother. And this will be the symptoms of the last days. Love will be scarce. So when this is even the emphasis of a house, then it means that it's no luxury. It's not like, love around. No, it's not, I love you, I love you. It's what God has given as an heritage to a house. So even when the loveless comes here, he would find love. Don't worry. Okay, thank you. When the one that feels he can't be loved, he would just know that they've worked Galatians in us, fruit of the Spirit, who would long suffer with you. You don't be like, when's the end of this? Then maybe somebody amongst us will be able to correct you again or give you sense. You just find out that you are getting the full package of love, correction, rebuke, you know, endurance. You are getting everything. Because that's the true love. You will get correction in it. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. I leave us with this, knowing fully well that as we go into our week, we are looking for opportunities to love one another. You're reaching out to that brother, not because you want to give the person all that they need, but just because you care. You're telling this other person, I'm praying with you. In this situation, I'm praying with you. And you mean it. You're not just saying it because everybody puts it there that they are praying with that person. You're saying, I'm praying with you. I'm standing in the gap for you. I love you, brother. Let me say, I love you, sister. It's sisters that say more of I love you. It's rare. When is it, brother? I love you, brother. You want to discern where the love is coming from. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.